ABC Radio Australia.
The Oceania Weightlifting Institute is back in business after being forced to close down its operations in New Caledonia because of the pandemic. Now head coach Paul Coffer has found a new home for the Pacific Regional Training Centre in Australia at Dramana on the Mornington Peninsula near Melbourne. But right now, as a result of border closures, there is just one lifter in training at the new facility, 21-year-old Eileen Dikmatana. She flies under the Australian flag these days, but only after she made the toughest of decisions to leave her native Fiji behind following a bitter fallout with weightlifting officials there. Richard Ewart has been to Dramana to find out more about Eileen's Olympic ambitions and when some of her Pacific training partners from Noumea might be able to rejoin her.
This is the side of an Olympic build-up for a world-class weightlifter that most people never get to see, or in this case, hear. Eileen Dikmatana, under the guidance of her mentor, Paul Coffer, goes through two punishing training sessions a day, 6 days a week, and by the time any day is over, she has shifted a combined total of 14 tons.
Well, getting coached by the best coach in the world, there's no excuse of not getting any results out of it. It's either make use of the training sessions or you walk out the door, because it's all about commitment and sacrifices. If you want results, you better work hard for it, because results won't just come and expect lifting weights fly up. You really need to sweat it out.
And sweat it out she does, in the hope of going to Tokyo to compete for Australia. Eileen opted to make the switch to her new country after she clashed with officials in Fiji over choice of coach, refusing to accept anyone other than Paul Coffer, who had already guided her to Commonwealth Games gold. But once she broke away, she found herself in something of a wilderness.
Just training for no competitions in 2018 after the Commonwealth Games. And then I retired, I was just training for one with Paul. Training knowing that you won't be competing, but he made me compete as a guest, which was good enough. And know at least competing once in a while was good, just to know where you are after all those training sessions you've been doing. I would say it was tough.
One of Eileen's greatest admirers is Paul Coffer's wife, Lily, an international judge in her own right, so she knows a top-class weightlifter when she sees one.
Eileen's an extraordinarily talented, naturally talented athlete, and she's very strong-minded. She's very committed and a very focused young lady. For somebody at her age to be able to put on hold, at least, all the sort of activities that people her own age do in life, I think is very commendable. And for that reason alone, she really does deserve to succeed.
Right now, Eileen is following a lone course with the Coffers to guide her, but the hope is some of the other leading lifters from PNG and elsewhere in the Pacific who trained alongside her at the previous Oceania Institute in Noumea will be able to rejoin her soon.
Lifters like Dikatur, who's coming up for her fifth Olympic Games, incredible. Morea Baru, who's really ranked in sort of the top five, six in the world. Jen Lee Winnie from Solomon Islands. If and when the borders can open or we have some sort of an arrangement, then they will reassemble, I think that's the word, reassemble here on the Mornington Peninsula in Victoria and once again become training partners.
With not one but two rugby league teams from the Pacific, the PNG Hunters and the Kaiviti Silktails cleared to base themselves in Australia for the 2021 season, Paul Coffer is hopeful the Australian authorities will make it possible for his lifters to come over too and step up their Olympic preparations.
I think it's up to the Australian government, really, if they want to help Papua New Guineans, if you want to help Dikatur, Morea Baru. Presently, I email the program to them or send them by phone. But eventually they need to train with me. They need to train together with Eileen. And it's very difficult. They want to come down. But obviously the Australian government is going to play a big part in that. Solomon Island, Nauru, the same thing. They're all waiting to see what happens. It's up to the government of Australia whether they will open the gate for them to come in or not.
The aim, should those lifters be given a green light, is Olympic readiness. But Paul Coffer is concerned that despite the insistence of the IOC and the Japanese government, the Tokyo Games may yet be called off, while getting out of their own country could be a problem for some.
Samoa, you're not allowed to leave Samoa until the end of July. The Games are over. What's going to happen to the Samoan weightlifters, who are very, very good? One or two lifters qualifying for the Games. But I still think it's up to the government of Japan and the people of Japan, who presently 75% really don't want the games, and that concerns me. That concerns me very much, because if you are prime minister, you will think twice before you make a move. I don't think the games will go on for another year. If they're out this year, that's the end of it.
So for now, Eileen Thikamatana soldiers on alone. But Lily Coffer says the same standards of sporting discipline apply at the Institute as they have always done.
They will load their own bars, and it doesn't matter how good an athlete they are. So it can be somebody who's maybe at national level, and it could be somebody like Eileen, who's like a world-class lifter. She loads her own bar. She loads her own bar. She unloads her own bar. She cleans her weights. She cleans her own platform. She sweeps. So it's all part of the discipline. You don't come in, lift, and then leave. No.
And if Eileen makes it to Tokyo, Paul Coffer is in no doubt that all the effort will be worth it, and Fiji's loss will be Australia's gain.
If the Games is on and she gets selected, she will win gold. There's no question. She's not going to go there just for silver or bronze.
How do you reflect on the fact that the sporting authorities in Fiji got themselves in such a mess that they could allow an athlete of her talent to change countries?
Richard, I really don't want to make any comments on that. It's a decision that she made, and she wanted to move away from there, and she did. And regarding Fiji, not interested. I don't want to make any comments on that.
Australia accepted me and gave me a chance to shine again, and winning medals for Australia, I can only make them proud.
If you throw forward to Tokyo, if everything goes in the way that you would hope, what do you think the reaction is going to be back in Fiji? Because Fiji have never had an Olympic individual medal winner, have they? And if you win that medal, a lot of people in Fiji are going to be saying, that should have been ours.
Well, right at this moment, I don't know about the reaction, and I don't even want to know about it. As long as I'm competing and achieving my goals and target, winning what I'm supposed to be winning and training for it, I'm very happy for that. If the reaction for the Fijian people is different, then make it different.
And for now, Tokyo remains the target. But should the Games be cancelled, Paul Coffer has committed to taking Eileen and the best of the Pacific lifters onto the next Olympics in Paris in 2024. And between now and then, the plan is to make Melbourne the Oceania Institute's permanent home.